Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir, thanks to Taddy's Ponsonby Road and High Street.
Penelope.
Aloha.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Did you have a nice weekend?
Yes, thank you.
Did you make the most out of it?
I went to the beach.
Did you?
Got some photosynthesis.
I don't know if I even can imagine you going to the beach even.
Yeah, it was really stormy on Saturday, so that was my fave. And then it got sunny. But I actually went swimming, and I haven't done that for like
woohoo!
20 years.
How was the water temperature?
Fucking cold.
Yeah, I was going to say. Brave.
So cold that my skin all red. But it was awesome. I loved it.
Is that what we're talking about today, fashion-wise? How I made my skin red?
No, we're going to talk about wigs.
Wigs.
Yep. Because I'm quite fascinated at the fact that English lawyers still wear wigs.
Those dusty old, and I think New Zealand, they still?
Yeah, I think in the High Court, New Zealand ones do. I know that woman from The Real Housewives of Melbourne wears one. I can't remember her name.
But is this in her capacity as a judge? Or?
Yeah, she's a barrister.
You know, no, I do know you still have to wear wigs. The wigs are still on for certain things anyway, certain parts of the trial and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Over here. Why? Penny, tell us.
Because no one's ever told them they don't have to wear them anymore. That's what I read on the interweb.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So it's just like a signifier of class and they're like, oh, yeah, I don't want to give this up.
Yeah, so apparently, like judges and things like that used to wear all different colours, and then when Charles II died, and he was the one that kind of like got people totally really into wigs, they kept wearing them and decided to wear their robes in black, and they've just never changed. It's just always been, you know, just like that. Just like, we're going to wear black and we're going to wear horse hair wigs.
Yeah. And I mean, is this sort of a throwback to those old days when folks used to wear those wigs, and you know, in the was it 17th century, I guess, and
the big court.
Just in general, dudes would just wear these big, hefty wigs, and their poor scabby heads underneath would be falling to pieces, and they'd just have these big powdery wigs on.
Yeah. So basically, they started in ancient Egypt, and they wore them because they used to shave their heads because it was too hot. So then they'd put a wig on to protect them from the sun, which is kind of weird. And of course,
we went there. We don't know.
Yeah,
you know?
It's true.
But it was a lot to do with head lice. They used to wear wigs of human
knits.
Yeah,
Egyptian knits.
Ancient Egyptian knits. They used to wear human hair, sheep's wool, and vegetable fibre ones. And of course, you know, the more kind of braiding and gold and that kind of crap you had in your hair, that or on your wig, the more you know, higher up status you were and that sort of thing. Greeks, Romans, Assyrians, and Phoenicians were other ancient peoples that wore them. Romans wore them as head. The women wore them like as hair extensions and things like that, which we do in modern-day times. Yeah.
But all of these they were obviously wigs, yeah? Or were some of them, oh, yeah, nice hair. Oh, no, babe, it's a wig.
Well, they were always made to stimulate real hair.
Right.
Yeah, until it got to, like, the 17th century.
And then those got stupid.
Yeah, so like medieval period, people like, because of the austerity of Christianity, women, you know, had to cover their hair. Like that was one of the signs of Christianity. If you're a pagan, you wore your hair free flowing, no head on,
a
no wimple.
You're Wiccan dancing.
Yeah, naked in the trees.
Solstice.
Yep.
Carry on. Yep.
Member of Hex.
Yeah. And during the Renaissance, it kind of reemerged as a fashion statement. And it was actually to do with people going prematurely bald. Dudes, no less. And some places they say Louis the 13th kind of started it. The first independent guild of wig makers was 1673.
We are the independent guild of wig makers.
Yeah, so I guess they were part of like the barbers or something to start with. But it actually had the kind of like the darker side of it is that the powdered wig or the peruke came into fashion because of syphilis. So, like, by 1580, yep.
It's not a merkin, though. It's like a wig.
A merkin is
straight
a
straight to the merkin every time.
Yeah.
God, like, gutter.
Merkin
sorry, guys.
Is a pubic wig.
Okay.
But basically, yeah, syphilis. So you had, like, open sores
That's why I went for Merkin. I'm like, so head sores.
Yeah, so when you get syphilis, it like affects, you become, you know, you go blind, you get dementia, but it also has open sores all over your head and all that kind of thing. It really affects your skin, and of course there's no antibiotics. And so it was actually such an epidemic. It was so bad, it was compared to like the Black Death, because it was just, there was so much of it. And so people in England used to wear horse, goat or human hair. And they, the perukes were covered in powder scented in orange and lavender. And they didn't become kind of stylish until Louis XIV went bald at 17. And they think it was because of syphilis that that kind of happened. Or his hair was thinning. So he kind of just started getting them into being the big, big wigs and things like that. And that's where big wig comes from, you know, like
the term big status. Wig. Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, the more status you had, the bigger the wig. Marie Antoinette had bird cages and God knows what in hers. And, of course, you could just take them off and they'd go to the wig
makers. Let's just recap that for a second, excuse the pun. Bird cages in her wig.
Yeah, so she would have, you know, people would put these bird cages in their wig with little canaries in there and things like that, and then they'd have, like, these are famous.
The droppings and the lichen.
Yeah, well, see,
This is the thing.
Vermin used to live in there. You know, it was quite common for mice. And of course you could just take it off and it would go to the wig maker and they would boil it and restyle it and then it would come back. But some of them cost, like the minimum was kind of like 25 shillings a week.
And what's a shilling though in today's money?
Well,
that in Bitcoin?
That's like about a month's worth of salary for a medium kind of person in about the 1600s kind of thing.
Yep. So big money on the wigs.
Expensive. Yep.
Sort of had to though.
Yeah.
Status-wise, didn't you?
Yeah, and it was actually a real thing. Like, people used to think that, you know, if you were bald, it was detrimental to your social status and your personality and all that kind of thing. So it was, you know, deemed as a, yeah, pretty crappy thing. It kind of went out of fashion when, because of the French Revolution, you know, because they were seen as a status thing. And also William Pitt in England, he created a tax on hair powder in 1795. So people decided, I'm not going to pay for that anymore.
So when did just your average Susie or John start whacking a wig on, trying to sort of go, hey, howdy. You know,
this is my real hair.
This is my real hair. Until our relationship develops to a point where I can go, no, it's not.
Well, I guess
your hair's looking good, James Brown. Yes, it is. Oh. So yes, and yours too, Gene Simmons.
I guess that's kind of like the thing with the weave. You know, that kind of started up because people wanted to have straight hair, and of course, like with synthetic hair, you can't actually curl it or straighten it or anything. You have to use human hair, and that's why there's also like the human hair trade, which has now become quite a big issue, where people are going around poverty-stricken areas like little villages in India and China.
Give us your healthy hair.
Yeah, and there are some instances where people have been held down against their will and their hair's been taken. Apparently, Posh Spice famously once said that her hair in 2003 came from, because she went from short to long very quickly, and that was kind of like when people started realising, shit, you can get hair extensions, you know. She famously said something about, my hair came from a Russian prisoner in cell block H, which ended up not being too far from the truth, like even though she was joking at the time. So, you know, it's pretty...
What's the thing as well? It's got to be virgin hair, which means it's never been dyed or...
Yeah, never been coloured or anything like that. So that's why, like, with the little villages, you know, they don't have hair salons and go and get their hair done all the time.
So years and years ago when I got my tips frosted, pulled through a cap...
Yep.
I basically can't sell my hair now.
No, your hair is no longer
that's
a virgin.
That's why I was keeping it long. Shut up. Oh. Another investment opportunity down the drain.
Mine's of use to no one.
Neither's mine.
Have you ever worn wigs?
Only when drunk for about 10 minutes. I can't cope with the, I feel claustrophobic. Have you?
Your head gets quite hot as
it
well.
It gets really hot.
They're quite effective though. Like, I mean, Sarah, have you worn a wig? You would have worn a wig in your professions.
In my professions? Yes. Thank you, Mike.
I've worn a Paris Hilton wig for a Burger Fuel ad I did once.
Oh my God!
And I went to the wig shop in Simon Street and got fitted for it and everything, and it was quite amazing. Like, I mean, my head looks like an Easter Island head. It's not, and I don't have feminine features, I don't think. And but it's amazing what difference it made. And then
did you feel flicky? Like, did you feel?
No,
like
I just felt stupid, but it looked quite good. And then, you know, like, I wouldn't have gone out with me, but then I did, when I was doing the Rocky Horror Show, I had to go from before the character I was doing, had you know, had my hair down, rocking out before the halftime, and then in the halftime I had to put it into little Buick.
Oh,
and
wow.
There's little curly Buick things there. And then put this wig on, which was like an Andy Warhol sort of blonde, sort of half Andy Warhol, half blonde Adolf Hitler sort of wig.
I think I speak
really,
for
really
most...
Really, really short. It was, but it was amazing.
I think I speak for most listeners when I say pics or it didn't happen.
Oh, I haven't got many. Yeah, there are pics of it. I'm sure somewhere. Yeah, it did happen. But anyway, so wigs today, fashionable. What happened to who's the Mason's Wig World? Who's that lady used to have there was a shop, Wig World, down in the downtown centre many years ago.
I don't know.
Quite popular, but I'm sure wigs have gone off the boil a wee bit.
There's one shop in Simon Street.
Yeah, that's
but
the
I've
one.
Got, yeah, I've got friends that are always like, oh, I'm just going to shave my hair off and go grey and let my grey hair grow out underneath while I wear a wig on the top, you know, so that I can just pull out.
Briscoes.
Yeah. Yeah. There's one word for it. Briscoes.
Let's call that a Brisco. All right, Penny, thank you very much.
Thanks, Mikey. Thanks, Sarah.
The wonderful world of wigs.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir. Tuesday mornings on BFM Breakfast. Thanks to Taddy's, Ponsonby Road and High Street.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
So in the weekend...